hit a residential area in Ukraine's Black Sea port city of Odessa on Friday, killing at least 20 people and wounding more than 70 in Moscow's deadliest attack in weeks, Ukrainian officials said. Olivia Zolino from Reuters reports.
Homes, a rec facility, and a gas pipeline were all damaged in the attack, according to the Southern Military Command. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky vowed that Russia would receive a, quote, fair response for what he described as a vile strike. As one of Ukraine's biggest ports, Odessa has long been a target of Russian attacks. They ramped up after Moscow quit a UN-brokered deal that had allowed safe passage for Ukrainian grain shipments through the Black Sea. Moscow denies targeting civilians in the full-scale invasion of Ukraine, which it launched in February 2022, though many have been killed in frequent Russian strikes.
Olivia Zolino from Reuters. Russians cast ballots on day two of an election preordained to extend Putin's rule. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
Russians have cast their ballots on the second day of elections, which are set to formalize six more years of power for President Vladimir Putin. Putin faces no serious challenges after administering a ruthless crackdown that has stifled independent media and prominent rights groups. Putin's fiercest foe, Alexei Navalny, died in an Arctic prison in February, and other critics are either in jail or in exile. The 71-year-old Putin faces three token rivals from Kremlin-friendly parties who have refrained from any criticism of him or his invasion of Ukraine. The war in Ukraine was visible on Russia's streets as Ukrainian drone and missile attacks once again hit the country, killing at least two people in Belgorod, close to the Ukrainian border. I'm Karen Shamas.
For additional stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. A Boeing plane found to have a missing panel after a flight from California to southern Oregon. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
United Airlines may be looking for a missing external jet panel after finding one was missing when its plane arrived Friday in Medford, Oregon. The Boeing 737-800 had left San Francisco in the morning and landed without incident. An airline official says it wasn't known the external panel had fallen off until the plane was inspected on the ground post-flight. The gap was on the underside of the aircraft near where the landing gear deploys. Boeing says it was an older aircraft. The manufacturer is under investigation for a January incident in which an interior door panel blew off a jet during a flight from Portland. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A union representing many German train drivers and the main national railway operator have resumed negotiations in a bitter dispute over working hours and pay. Both sides are optimistic that they will achieve a result next week. The GDL union has called for drivers for Deutsche Bahn out on strike repeatedly in the dispute that has dragged down for months. A walkout on Tuesday coincided with a strike by cabin crew at Lufthansa in a separate dispute, adding to disruption for travelers. The main sticking point in the dispute is GDL's demand for working hours to be reduced from 38 to 35 hours per week without a pay cut. Judicial documents show that top Brazilian military leaders declared to police that former President Bolsonaro presented to them a plan to reverse the results of the 2022 election he lost, but they refused and warned him that they would arrest him if he tried it. VOA's Tommy McNeil has the details.
The testimonies are of Bolsonaro's former Army and Air Force commanders before the police. It was released by the Supreme Court, and it is the first direct mention to the right-wing leader as a person planning a move to change the results of the 2022 election. That election was won by his rival, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva. The statement by Bolsonaro's commanders add to his legal woes. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
The Indian Navy says it has intercepted a bulk carrier that was hijacked by Somali pirates and demanded they surrender. The Navy said it intercepted the Maltese-flagged MV Ruin on Friday after it opened fire on an Indian warship in international waters. The vessel was boarded by pirates on December 14th and had 18 crew aboard when it was hijacked near the Yemeni island of Socotra. Activity from Somali pirates has dropped in recent years, but there has been growing concern it could resume amid the political uncertainty and wider chaos in the region that has included attacks on global shipping by Yemeni Houthi rebels. India recently began to flex its naval power in international waters. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
Only the Voice of America.